going up the ladder, boom, 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 really quickly, because she proved herself.
I'd be a terrible waiter. One, because I wouldn't be able to hold a plate on my arm. You know how they...
You don't have to do
it's very
that.
Simple. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You do.
We do our employee. You can't hold three plates. It's very simple.
Oh, really?
You've got to hold three plates. It's very simple.
Okay.
Think of your hand and put the plate between your little finger and your thumb. So it's very, very simple. And then it becomes as strong as hell. You can't move it.
Oh, no, Nick's demonstrating.
So that's plate.
That's how you hold your plate, and then you put your other plate on there, which is a flat, and then you hold that. It's very simple. How simple is
it
that?
It looks professional.
Even Jason's taking us.
Get him a plate.
He agreed to me. Look. You can't, like, you can bump me, you can do it, I can, you know, it's
can
simple.
Can I bump you?
Yeah.
I was like, Piney, is there anyone we can get a couple of plates in here from the kitchen? I'd love to have a crack to see if we can
need three
big plates.
And put stuff on them.
But also, I don't think I could do that. And also, 6'6", being a waiter,
there's a guy around Wellington called Patsy Daniels. He's probably listening to the show. I think he's over 80 now. He was, Windows on Wellington was the flashiest, probably in the history of Wellington, flashiest restaurant.
Yep.
And he was about 6'3", and he was the best waiter in 40 years, and he didn't matter.
The best waiters that I've come across in France, where it's a real profession. You know, you go and you train.
Absolutely.
It's a trade. You go and you do a couple of years training. Oh, my God, Pammy's got this plate. Here we go.
So Nick's going to show us.
I'll get the biggest plate.
Okay.
It's very simple.
And they do have the potential to break as well.
There is no potential.
We'll have to take a picture of this.
I'll get some pictures taken.
Look at that.
Oh, well, your food's just fallen on the floor.
You can't hold the plate sideways.
There you go.
Okay, so you got three it here.
Plates. How simple is that?
All right, I'm going to have a go now.
So Josie's going to have a crack at it now, trying to hold three plates. We're just trying to work out whether we'd be good waiters. She's got two.
You can do it that way.
Oh, there it goes. That's the end of that.
Deliberately. You did that deliberately to get closer to me.
No, I don't think she did. I'll have a crack here. So what do you got?
Just put that one on
first. But you need another one in your left hand as well, Josie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
You're just doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong?
Put it in there. Put your fingers.
Okay, the wall ended. So I've got one now.
No, you see.
You've got four plates.
What's wrong with this?
You've just squashed
potatoes. Well, you can't. Look, you've got no control over that end plate. You know, if you put it in your V fingers.
It's coming around now. I've got four
Can
plates.
Can I just take over the show while you guys play around with your stupid plates?
Hold your hand out.
Oh, I see. Slide in
so
there.
This is your
slide in
advice
there.
To 18-year-olds.
Don't become a waiter. I can do that.
Oh, that's
you
all right.
Can do that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh! Snatched it.
He did it deliberately. He's trying to get the ratings up.
All right, the show has just completely disintegrated.
That wasn't me that dropped it, by the way.
We need a broom. Broom anyone?
You smashed it.
Got a bit hot now.
That was really...
And that's what would happen to me, Nick.
No, you did that as well.
No, I most certainly did not.
Being a sensible young man. Probably the most dangerous thing you've ever done.
Are we trying to get more listeners? You did that.
I'm no longer a waiter. 27 away from 11. News Talk ZB.
To create New Zealand's healthiest pizza, we select only the most divine, nutritious ingredients, including free-range chicken breast, spinach, avocado, portobello mushrooms, almonds, and fresh slaw, and put it all on a very special sprouted seed base. Try it up here in heaven. I'll take that, thank you very much. Hell's New Pizza, the saviour, has a 4-star health rating, made from divine ingredients but served only in hell.
Have your life insurance payments just gone up again? You really need to know that these increases will only get bigger until you'll be forced to cancel your policy when you're most likely to need it. Contact Compass Life today to discuss premium options that don't increase with age, saving you thousands of dollars and providing you with cover when you need it most. To find out more, text the word LIFE to 226 to get premiums that don't increase with age. Text LIFE to 226. Text costs 20 cents. Compass Life, pointing you in the right direction.
Hi, I'm Jeff McDonald, UDC Finance's Commercial Manager for Wellington, Hutt Valley, Wairarapa and Kapiti. At UDC, we pride ourselves on supporting people that do, that create, that make, not fast talkers or speculators. For over 75 years, we've grown New Zealand businesses by financing productive assets. Machinery for transport, agriculture, construction, forestry, manufacturing, you name it. Give me a call today on 0800 832 227 to talk about how to fund growing your business. Because UDC's got money to lend, lots of money.
Looking at getting some professional signage for your business but running out of time?
Lucky Speedy's our middle name. Wait, hang on. It's our first Speedy Signs. We do everything from professional store fit-outs right through to vehicle wrapping. We have a huge range of signage options to choose from for every scenario you can think of. And the best bit, we're Speedy. With stores all across the country, we can get on to making your project happen right away. Give us a call today on 0800 Speedy or visit our website at speedysigns.co.nz.
Our economy is going great guns, but it's still hard work for small and medium businesses to succeed.
When's the right time to take on staff?
How can I make my brand a household name?
Who can give me the right advice?
BNZ and Newstalk ZB have joined forces to take on an exciting new project. Supersize SME. Three incredible small to medium businesses and one amazing opportunity. Meet our contenders now at supersizesme.co.nz and follow the journey with the Mike Hosking Breakfast. Making business happen. BNZ and Newstalk ZB.
It is 24. Away from Lynn. We'll get some headlines with Katrina in just a moment. Linda, thanks for the feedback coming through on our attempts to hold three plates like a waiter or waitresses. Look forward to seeing this on Facebook. Thumbs up to Nick Mills as well for giving that woman a chance he was talking about in terms of the waitress. That's one of the reasons I'll always support a Mills-owned business. Says Linda, which is great.
It wasn't actually me, it was my wife. But
well, yeah, that's right. Mills owned, that's right.
It's the culture you create in your businesses. It's very good.
Yeah, indeed. Just another couple of topics. Four-year-old starting school, it's been passed into law, so as of next year, parents will have the right to choose once their child is within 8 weeks of turning five, that they can start school whenever they like at the age of four. This is 4 years and 10 months. Nick, is this something which you would be quite comfortable with?
I think it's a dollar each way. I don't think it's an actual a story, really. I think that my thoughts always were that they should turn, the year that they turn five, they should start in January.
Mm.
So if you turn five halfway through the year, you start at the beginning of the year, everybody starts at the same time. You don't have the disruption of new kids coming in all the time. Maybe that's a success. Maybe I'm not, you know, well enough up with the education system to say that might be actually nice to have people coming in and disrupting the year all year with new kids coming through.
No, I agree with you. They should start on the year that they turn five. But actually, I think starting at four is a really good idea. We all know that the sooner you get kids, especially kids who might be struggling in some way, get them into education as soon as possible. We have a problem in New Zealand. I mean, the early childhood education sector is trying desperately to be recognised as professional as the teaching sector. But I know my kids started school in France. Every kid in France starts school at four.
Same day. Mm. Yeah.
So that's 4 o'clock.
The only problem you've got is my grandson turns five on the 15th of December. I was 19th of December, so where do we start? We start the following year, I suppose.
Well, there's no point starting that late in the year, I suppose. But then you hear from teachers who say, and you hear from some mums and dads who say, look, the kids just are not ready at that
age.
No,
they will become ready.
They structure it differently. So in France, if you start school at four, so you don't legally have to go to school until six, and actually here it's seven. I think you don't legally have to go to school until seven.
Six, but
seven if you live a fair way from a school, apparently, which is weird.
Mm.
But in France, you start at four. The kids have a totally separate, the four-year-olds have a separate bit of the school. They've got beds. They have snoozers and sleeps in the afternoon. They have free three-course meals. So it's treated like a creche, I suppose, and it's totally separate from the big school. And it's really good.
Okay, 22 away from 11. Joe's got some advice. He says, Tim, you'd easily get a job in a Greek restaurant with your plate smashing skills. You could be a waiter there. Thank you for that, Joe.
I think that's culturally insensitive.
The headlines.
Let's get some news. Katrina's here for the news update. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Lower Hutt woman Susan Austin, accused of helping another woman to commit suicide, has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Wellington Hospital has no hot water after a fault with a boiler overnight. A woman is missing in Taranaki after she failed to return home last night. And 9 recommendations have been made to make Wellington a safer city in the future in the event of an earthquake. In sport, Manchester United has survived an ugly brawl and a red card to reach the second tier Europa League football final. And the weather out there, occasional showers, southerly strengthening gale at times from this afternoon with a high of 14.
Create a cozy hideaway this winter with Flooring Extra. Enjoy free underlay on selected Cavalier Bremworth carpets, selected laminates and wood plank. Plus there's no interest, no payments for 18 months. Conditions apply. Only at Flooring Extra.
This Saturday night from 6, it's Bruce Russell's In My Day, the perfect mix of memories and music from the 70s and 80s with Triton Hearing.
Triton Hearing believe life should be lived out loud and hearing loss shouldn't get in the way. Precious memories connect us with loved ones and community. And Triton Hearing offer solutions perfect for your lifestyle. 6 to midnight this Saturday. Share your stories with Bruce Russell's In My Day with Triton Hearing. Only on Newstalk ZB.
You could get your friend to cut your fringe.
Just like, just a teeny little tiny bit off. Just a little bit, okay?
Oh, yeah. Easy as. I'll just start cutting from along here and then,
What the f***?
Or you could live a little. Treat yourself to one of Grab One's awesome deals. Hair, skincare, pedicures and manicures, massages and so much more. It only costs a little to live a little. Check out Grab One's beauty and pampering bargains now at grabone.co.nz.
Village at the Park currently have rooms available in their hospital care, dementia and rest home facilities. These care options provide highly competent staff, nurse coverage and a care manager on call 24 hours. Respite care is also available. The village is centrally located to Newtown, the hospital, airport and local amenities. It's a modern, sunny and friendly environment. All rooms have en-suites, natural light and look out onto gardens with a real homely feel. For more details, look them up online. villageatthepark.co.nz.
Tyres get bald, so that's where Baldy from Potidoa Automotive and Tyres comes in. Greg can't do much about his big bald head, but he can replace those bald tyres. And Baldy, along with a fancy hairdo, is also the best mechanic about. So keep safe on the road at a fair price with Baldy at Potidoa Automotive and Tyres, beside Caltex in the heart of Potidoa. That's 2389774 or email office at pat2009.co.nz.
Call 0800 80 1080 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on Newstalk ZB.
It is 18 away from 12. Get the panel's view before 11 on the Monopoly game, which is they're doing a Wellington version. What icons, what streets, what parts of Wellington should be on the Monopoly board? Also, Nick will be along with his veggie report. Veggies have been in the news this week, well and truly. Photo I put on Facebook the other day of a lettuce, an iceberg lettuce, Nick, for $5.99.
That's what I said.
At Wellington Super.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah. So it was
you
no
heard it first on News Talk ZB.
From Nick Mills. Indeed. I just want to get a comment from you, Josie, on Chester Burrows. Talked about this during the week. To me, I just can't comprehend how this even ended up in court where the protesters were blocking his way. So he slowly nudged forward and nudged in to them. They claim they were injured and so on. And he ended up being charged with careless driving, causing injury, which just staggers me.
No, it shouldn't have been in court. The police brought the case. I can see that there are difficult grey areas here. So you imagine if you've got two neighbours in dispute and they're fighting or they're arguing and one of them drives very, very slowly but, you know, manages to drive over the foot of somebody or whatever, that probably is going to end up being a court case, even though it's minor and whatever. So you know, people have a right to protest. That's right. They even have a right to non-violent action, i.e. to trespass or break the law. That you know, there's a tradition of that and protesting that goes back many, many hundreds of years. But the people being protested against also have rights to protect themselves. And it looks here as if Chester Burrows was trying to get out as soon as possible. The judge said he was going slowly. He was aware of people around him, so he was not driving carelessly. Mm. And they have a right to get away from people who are trying to, you know, bang against the window and throw dildos at them.
And there's that maniac there who was holding the sex toy in his hand.
What is this about dildos? What protests now?
I don't know. But I can't answer that. But what really beggars belief with me on this whole case was, why wasn't that policeman, hopefully he was told off, because his job was to clear the way so the damn car and the politician could leave. Mm. Why didn't he go in there and grab those people and pull them out of the way? I tell you, if someone gets in front of my car and is at a protest or trying to get me, I'm driving over them.
But then you would end up in court and you could really.
And you know what? I don't care. Those people are professional protesters. Mm. He drove very slowly. He had Paula Bennett in the car. The whole thing is, you know, this mamby-pamby country of ours gone crazy. It's a bad look.
I was thinking about, in principle, what's the difference between, you know, that famous shot of the young man standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square? And the difference is, you know, that was a core human rights issue in China.
Wasn't it a woman?
That was Vietnam.
That was
a man.
Yeah. That was Vietnam.
And you just go, what courage that young man had. He stood in front of this tank and stopped the tank. Here, you know, you've got a right to protest against a trade deal you don't like, but it's different to standing in front of a tank because you're protect you're